This is Charlie's in the House, UPR's weekly local theater review, where we highlight live entertainment in Cache Valley and throughout Utah. I'm Charlie Schill. The Department of Theater Arts at Utah State University opened its 2019-20 season last weekend with the contemporary drama Civics and Humanities for Non-Majors. That title only sounds like a dry academic exercise. The practically hot-off-the-presses script by Jeff Talbot was actually full of fireworks brought to life by a talented cast of young performers directed by Sean Fisher. Civics and Humanities for Non-Majors is a bitterly frank rite of passage tale about college-age idealism running headlong into the realities of conflicting attitudes and emotions about sex, religion, gender politics, homosexuality, racism, sexism, and, of course, Donald Trump. Given material so meaty and topical, it's not surprising that the performances of the USU cast were excellent. But the maturity and vulnerability displayed in their characterizations was surprising. Molly Barcy and Blake Bundy were superb as the self-appointed leaders of two ill-fated groups of would-be student activists. Their relationship linked the play's two storylines and cleverly facilitated the introduction of a biography of old white dude James Madison as the show's much-needed MacGuffin. Other cast standouts were Bryson LeBar as a gay student more interested in living his new lifestyle than becoming a spokesman for it, and Rachel Banner as the nagging voice of reason in a political food fight. While Talbot's script is graphic and grating, it also contains some lovely interludes. The best of those unfolded when Ms. Barcy and Kaja Strong shared a vignette set in an abortion clinic. As strangers meeting in frightening circumstances, their desperately casual conversation was punctuated with uncomfortable silences and hysterical laughter that just rang absolutely true. It was a beautiful moment of pure acting. If you're a fan of the Pioneer Theater Company in Salt Lake City, its 2019-20 season is already in full swing. A pre-Broadway tryout of a tap-dancing musical biography of Hollywood icon James Cagney is playing through Saturday at the Pioneer. This show, simply entitled Cagney, has already had a run off Broadway and is starting the long trek back to the Big Apple here in Utah. Next on their schedule is an exclusive engagement of The Lifespan of a Fact from November 1st to 16th. This comedy hit lampoons the trials and tribulations of a fact-checker at a national magazine in an era when nobody cares about the truth. The Pioneer folks will close out 2019 by staging The Play That Goes Wrong, a successful comedy farce produced by J.J. Abrams, that's coming straight to Salt Lake from Broadway. Performances of that show are slated from December 6th to 21st. This is Charlie Schill with your weekly local theater review.